Hey, it's John Lee Dumas of EO Fire, and it's The Entrepreneurial You, the show for dedicated and passionate Caribbean entrepreneurs seeking daily inspiration, brought to you by author, speaker, and award-winning entrepreneur, Henneka Watkus Porter. You must be prepared to ignite.
Greetings. Welcome back to another episode of The Entrepreneurial You podcast, of course. For our first-time visitors, listeners, I say a warm welcome to you. I'm tempted to ask, where have you been all this time? But guess what? They say better late than never, right? And I'm good with that. I'm glad that you're here, so welcome again. Now, last week, I had a solo conversation with myself. Yes, I came solo, and I talked a little bit about what my current situation is, you know, how life has been lifing. Caregiving for myself, caregiving for my two nieces, caregiving my husband, thinking about doing She Leads, a conference that we're working on with the Jamaica Stock Exchange, and so many things going on all at the same time. And that's what I gave you a little insight into, right? So this week, I have the pleasure of speaking with someone who marries her corporate experience and knowledge in strategic planning and execution, along with real life experiences to help entrepreneurs push towards their goals. But first, a word from the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
We needed to raise capital, but our experience with local financial institutions was that they were cautious and slow to act, and interest rates were far too high. We had real concerns about financing our business through outside equity investors and the possibility of interference. Could we get a fair valuation for our business? We had our own ideas about the business and its value. Should I go the traditional route of bank financing, or should I try the Jamaica Stock Exchange? So we made a call and experienced transformation of our business through conversations. I'm John Mahfood, CEO of Jamaican Teas, and we're listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
Give us a call today at 876-967-3271 to begin your transformation through conversation. We want to see your company listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
Welcome back. Now, in this episode, my guest is Michelle O'Connell. Michelle is focused on supporting organizations through strategic processes that improve their output while coaching entrepreneurs to develop action plans that will see them achieving success in their business. Michelle has designed and facilitated strategic planning retreats in Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Dominican Republic. She's also reached hundreds of entrepreneurs through her purpose-driven conference and is geared at providing strategies to entrepreneurs to support their drive towards success. In the end, the goal is to design a strategy, develop an execution plan, and communicate that to the various stakeholders' lives. Now, without further ado, welcome, Michelle.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, man, it's so good to have you. Let me ask you a question. If you were to describe your journey in a strategic planning and entrepreneurship as a movie title, what would it be, and what would play, and who rather would play the lead role? Think about it.
What a question. As a movie title. Oh my God. I don't know. From six till now? I don't know.
From six till now.
I don't know. Maybe yes. From six till now. I don't know. Oh my God. Men are so creative.
It's okay. Oh my God. Listen, she's great at strategy. She's great at execution. But coming up with a movie title? She's not your girl. On the spot, right? Okay. From six till now, though, but that thought came into your mind. Yes. Why that?
That thought, because as I always share with my audience, is that when I think about strategic planning, it never just started when I was in a corporate job. Mm-hmm. When I look back at my life, it starts when I was about six or seven.
Okay. Well, that thought, because before we get into that, I'm getting excited about that, Michelle. I really want to hear about that. Now, before we get into all the niceties, because you're about to head in there, and as a matter of fact, who would play the lead role? And I want a famous actor now. Who would you see playing that lead role outside of you?
Outside Michelle Obama.
Girl. Okay. All right. So before we get into, you know, from 6 years old to now, 6, 7 years old to now, let's talk a little bit about, you know, why we are actually here in the first place, you know, the connection, the link up that got you here. So you were speaking at Build Wealth with Real Estate conference, you know, just a couple weeks ago, yeah, with Keisha Bailey. That was an amazing conference. Just talk a little bit about that and share an overview of what you left the audience with.
So Build Your Wealth conference, I think it was such an amazing conference to put on for persons who want to build wealth. And if you think about it, one of the persons I listen to a lot is Steve Harvey. And he always talks about the fact that we as Black people aren't educated about wealth as everybody else. And so to have that platform, it was really, really important for me to think about, how can I really connect with persons? You know, how can I really leave them with something that can change their life? And I talked about the art, the foundation of strategic planning. And while you build wealth, whether it's through your business or through your personal life, one of the things I wanted to leave the audience with is the basic foundation. You need to have a vision. You need to know why you're in this. You know, we were talking before, things will happen. But when you have the bigger vision and you can see it down the road, you know that, guess what? I am going to get up over these obstacles and I'm going to go. The next thing, you need to set a goal. Like, why are you doing this? What is the end thing that you're working towards? You need to develop an action plan. You're doing this podcast because there is a goal that you're working towards, and this podcast is helping you to reach that goal. So once you have that action plan, take action. Things will happen. Obstacles will come, but take action. Have someone that you sit with and review your plans that you work on, and fix it and keep on going and celebrate your wins. You know, we tend to have a nine night, you know, after everything. Oh my God, this never worked the way I want to work. You know, all that kind of thing. But celebrate the fact that you did it. You know, you're developing habits. So that, in essence, is a summary of what I left persons with. And I just wanted persons to know that this is a personal thing, whether it's for your business or for your life. And whatever it is that you're doing, once you implement those foundations, then you're on your way to building wealth.
Awesome. And shout out to Keisha Bailey, because that conference was just off the chain. Yeah. You know what I mean? She got really good support, and the takeaways. And like, I walked away with my wealth building strategy, even from the brunch, like, you know, attending the brunch and connecting with some key people there. I literally walked away with my wealth building strategy, yeah, via real estate. So
yeah, made some good connections. Yeah, and that's the thing too. You know, I was talking to somebody this morning, I was saying to them as well that there's no wasted experience. So even if you go somewhere and the speakers, maybe you didn't get anything from the speakers, there's somebody sitting beside you, there's someone you met at the brunch, there is something that happened in that space. So there is really no wasted experience. And that, because we had all of three days, Friday night, Saturday and Sunday, to make connections and to, you know, develop. So kudos to you.
Yeah, man. Awesome. Awesome. All right. So, you know, I really wanted to put that in a bit, because I really, you know, I really want to give a little more attention to that conference. You know, I was there and I soaked it all in, and we're here now too. And we also met before, you know, actually I was trying, like when I saw you on the speaking thing, I'm like, where have I met her before? And like you were able to remember. Like, I never remember nothing, because this girl is not 16 anymore, so forgive me, right? So I did not remember which, because I've been all around the place and I did not remember where it was. And then you reminded me, oh, it was Digital Success Digital Conference. Success. Yeah. And again, kudos to Shanika, who are doing a bag of things right now, going to island tour with all her, like, yeah, wow.
We actually have a VIP day with her. So this week is a busy week. We have a VIP day with her on Friday.
Yeah.
In preparation for the Jamaica leg of the tour. So I'm really happy and proud of her.
Yeah, man. She's going to a bag of things, and she's actually supposed to be on the show too. So I told her, but I have not finalized it, because life is life. But anyway, let's get back. You actually started talking about, you know, from 6 till now. Actually, Now that you think about it, it's actually a good movie. Let me just, it's actually a good movie title.
I never did so bad after all.
Yeah, you never did so bad after all. Because when you said it, though, I didn't think in terms of 6 a.m. or 6 p.m. or whatever. I didn't think in terms of the time. I literally thought about what you meant it to be, which is 6 years old, mm-hmm. right? So we're onto something. So let's go back, right? Let's go back. So from about 6-7 years old, yes, continue.
Right. So, and it's, you know, now that I think about it, sometimes when you see people write their books, but they write it at a certain age, it's a reason because you don't connect the dots until you kind of reach somewhere else in your life, right? So when I think about it, I grew up in the inner city. And my mom working 2-3 jobs, having to leave the island. And I remember having to walk out the lane and watch a taxi carrier to the airport kind of thing. And I said to myself, even though I could not tell like what that feeling was, it never feel right. It didn't feel right at all. And as I grew older, I said to myself that, you know what, whenever I bring a child into this world, I want to be able to take care of the child and I want to be there with them. And so when I think about my life now, like skipping back the pages and looking back, I started to strategize from then. I needed an education. I was going to keep my head up. I wasn't a very friendly person, especially with the guys, because what I saw in the ghetto, in my lane, is the girls getting pregnant young age or the boys being involved in drugs or, you know, that kind of thing. And so for me, it was, okay, get an education. All right, I went to high school. After high school, I couldn't go to sixth form, after fifth form, because I could not afford to go. So I needed a plan. Okay, what was that plan going to be? I was going to get a job. I worked for 4 years. I was doing the sciences in high school. I couldn't go to university because I couldn't afford it. And there was no part-time science programs. Everything was full-time. So I had to switch to business. I did, at that time, I'm aging myself, office procedures and principles of business.
I remember those
on my own because in high school, I did chemistry, physics, bio, ad, maths, French, maths, English. So I had to now pivot and do business administration, and I needed business subjects to do it. So I did those on my own. You know, following that, I'm like, okay, I'm going to need to do my master's. So I moved. I lived in Kingston. I had moved from Spanish Town to Portmore and stuff. Lived in Kingston, moved back to Portmore so I could save money to do my master's. Did my master's. And, you know, the story continues. So when I think about where I am right now, it started when I was 6. When I was I got a job in a financial institution because I was doing my degree in finance and I wanted to know more about the actual thing in finance. I literally took a job cut back then in 2005 of $300,000 so I could take a job as a call center agent. The company did not even want to hire me because I was in a supervisory position for about 5 years and I couldn't forget. She's like, you're going to feel away. I'm like, no, I'm not. But that is it when you have a strategy, you know. You know, when you think about having a plan and taking action, you're looking at your goal. So that's why I said to people, it's all strategy. The goal is this. What do I need to do now? I might need to step back. I wasn't doing no nails. I wasn't doing no hair. When I watch a girl in another call center, them hot belt match shoes, handbag match shoes. I could not participate in none of that because at the end of the day, my goal was X. Then when I was doing my master's, the final course I did was strategic planning. And I loved it. I loved it because it reminded me of science. You know, we had a marketing budget. We had a, you know, budget for human resource. And we needed to pull it together to make this company profitable. And I was like, I want to do this. I didn't even know that my company had a strategic planning department because, as I say, I worked in a call center. And I asked my boss at the time, I was doing some work with this girl and I like what she do because, as I said, my mind is scientific. So therefore, anything that brings me there. And when I started working with her, it happened that she worked in strategy. And I'm like, okay, this could work. And then she got pregnant. And I said to my boss, who's going to relieve her? And mark you, for those who are listening, I was doing all of this and I wasn't getting no extra pay. Because that is another thing for us. You know, we want the money now for the things that we're doing. And She said, okay, that's a good idea. Let me ask her boss. I started working with her. Henika had to be working until 3 o'clock in the morning. doing two jobs. I have to do my call center work because at the time I got a promotion and I was a supervisor. I was doing call center job. I was doing the work at the time. And then we acquired another company and they needed a business analyst. And I can never forget, I got the call in November. We're going to make sure we're going to need it in January. And that is how my role in the strategic planning department started. And even that role alone is a whole nother story. I don't even know if we have time for it, but I can wrap it up in 1 minute. I worked as a business analyst. My boss migrated to Canada. And so the role became vacant. I didn't apply for it because I didn't think I was qualified. We got a new boss. And I had to do, I normally do orientation just to give persons an overview of the company and what we're about. I did not want to go and do it because I knew my new boss was going to be there. And I was like, oh my God, what if I go and she don't like me? What if I go and make a mistake? And she go say, who this we have in the department as a business analyst? I went and I did it. And when she came into the office, she came to me and she said to me, why haven't you applied for the job of corporate planning manager? And I said, I'm good at being a business analyst. And she showed me the resume she had. And she said to me, you know what? I have all of these bunch of resumes. And when I watched you and how you delivered and how you're able to connect the dots about where the group is going, I would send you on one training and give you the work. And I got the role of manager of corporate planning, managing strategic development in Jamaica, Trinidad and Domrep. And after that, somebody else resigned. My boss and I sat down and worked through how we were going to give the work to somebody else. When the CEO and the HR director saw it, they're like, no, Michelle, we want you to do it. So 2 years after that, I became manager of corporate planning and execution planning for the group, managing the initiatives, you know, developing framework, how we roll it out, how are we going to grow? You know, when things happen, how do we shift? So, and then that was it. You know, the Lord said, look here, there are other entrepreneurs out there who need what you have. You know, sometimes he plants us so we can get what we need now to go and plant ourselves somewhere else. And that's, in summary, my movie.
I like it. Like, I will go pay to watch it. No joke. Seriously. Like, I'm missing another, in my mind, another bag of questions for you. But the questions that before this conversation started, but no, I just want to just pick up based on what you've said. So when we say strategic planning, yes, in a high, overview and stuff, we understand, we know the meaning of strategy, we know the meaning of planning. But when you take it from what you actually do on a day-to-day basis, in terms of you need to be strategizing to accomplish your goals and so on, take us through what the strategic planning really, really looks like.
So strategic planning looks like thinking about why are you here? You know, I say to persons, when you walk into a company and you see that they have their mission and their vision on the wall, it's not by choice. It's not by chance. It needs to be there. Because even as a CEO, I need to be reminded, why am I doing this? Because I feel like I don't want to do it sometime. I don't wake up every day. I want to serve and want to, you know, get on coaching calls and I don't really want to do it, but why am I doing this? Like, it has to be very, very clear in your mind why you're doing it. Because if you think about COVID, why a lot of people, a lot of companies, a lot of schools and et cetera, fell off and has not returned is because they didn't have a plan. They didn't know why they're in this business. Or if they did know why, the next step is they didn't have a plan. They did not have a plan. I may not understand all the intricacies of sports, but I love it. I love team sports. I tell my husband, I like team sports. When I'm watching a game, and I use this analogy when I was at the Build Your Wealth conference. When I'm watching a game and I see that the team is down, say, let's take NFL, it's the season, or football or soccer, whatever we want to call it. A team is down and they want to win. At halftime, I always say, I want to be in the room. I want to be in that room with them because guess what? They know the goal is you need to score goals and you need to score a touchdown. You have X number of time to do it. In the middle here, so, is where the work is. So I have my vision. I want to, let's use NFL as an example. I want to win the Super Bowl. In order for me to win the Super Bowl, I first need to make sure that I'm recruiting the right people to play on the team. So who do you have on your team? I need to ensure that we're training. I need to ensure that when we go out there, our minds are ready. I watch one of the shows that those people that we're cheering on and we're like, oh yeah, they're doing a good job. They have spiritual coaches. They have coaches that's helping to pump them up, to get them over hurdles. So you have your goal, you know where you're going, you develop your plan, and you get up every day, you take action. And taking action is not easy, especially when you're not seeing the results. I watch one of the teams on Sunday, they've lost 3 games. When you think about the teams that are playing, some of them, they've not won anything from the season. But guess what? They know that they have a plan. So you need to roll back. And what I'm sharing with entrepreneurs is things are not going to go the way you plan it all the time. It is not going to go, but it's not a wasted experience. I've spent thousands of dollars on coaching, like for myself, and money that I never, ever thought that I would be spending, especially in US dollars as a Jamaican, on coaching at all. But I know that based on the mission I'm on, I need to get my thing to a certain level where I can reach the people that I want to reach. So even in terms of me pivoting and focusing on the Success Business Club, it's like I'm sleeping and it just dropping my spirit. And the Lord is saying to me, you need to serve the people who want to start. You need to serve the people who want to start. My people are sitting down and they have ideas to start business. There are things that they want to do, but guess what? They don't know. They feel like it is impossible. And that's what I get from a lot of persons I talk to. So when you think about strategic planning, it sounds fancy. It sounds like, oh my God, this thing is just so structured. But strategy is everything. It's everything. Your mission, you set your goal, you know what you're going towards. Action, that middle piece, action. That's why companies have a whole department of 7, 8, 9, 10 people working on it, because we know things don't always go right. I mean, you make your plan, you work it through, you get up every day, you take action, you don't see the result. As a company, sometimes we have to kill products, we have to kill services, but you don't know because you're not seeing it. So my job is really just to help persons to understand that it takes work. It takes work.
So you talked about pivoting from whatever you're pivoting from to Success Business Club. So let's talk about that.
Most persons know me as Strategy with Michelle, right? And, you know, we talk about, because we're Christians, so we can talk about it. Sometimes we listen to the Holy Spirit. And on a personal level, if I'm going to be really authentic, there's some energy around Strategy with Michelle that I didn't want to take into this next phase of my life. I kind of felt that I was doing it to prove a point, you know, and I proved it, you know, because I was doing it and I'm like, oh, people paying me to do this, way more money than I'm getting paid on my corporate job. So I can do it. Now that I've done that, I'm like, there's another group of people that I want to serve and I want to grow them organically. You know, I want to send this message out and have the people who want to start come over here. So I'm still going to be doing basically the same thing. But I think that the name, you know, Success Business Club, I want persons to know. Even this morning, I went for my morning walk and so many ideas. Like, I don't want it to just be a virtual space. I want it to be a physical space where persons are a part of the club. You know, I'm thinking about lunch hour talks and a whole thing came to mind, and I started writing it down. You know, because sometimes you Black people, we need those spaces where we can.
Yes, talk, please. And,
you know,
is it Miss only going to be in Canada?
No, because we have some spaces in Jamaica. We have the office coming up in Jamaica, man. Okay. So we'll definitely do it. Because when I thought about it this morning, I was like, what if I created a space where entrepreneurs would come and work? And when I think about this lunch hour, it's unstructured. It could be you come into the space and I'm checking around and say, hey, Anika, how is it going? And you shared with me what you shared this morning. We're like, hey, entrepreneurs, lunch break. You come and you share your challenge. You share how you overcame it. And that is it. But just a space where Black entrepreneurs can just sit down and work together and work.
Yes, I welcome that. I welcome that. Support.
So look out for it.
Yeah, and even as you mentioned, because when you think Strategy with Michelle, it sounds, and you know, you're looking back and you see all the dots connecting and all of that. And 2020, you know, hindsight is 2020. Strategy with Michelle, it boxes you in as, it's just a Michelle thing, you know? Yeah. Right. Yeah. Success Business Club, a whole club, hello. You
it's
know,
it's a it, club.
It, yeah, it speaks to the enlarging of the territory and the borders. Yes, I like it.
Trust me,
a lot.
I tell you, when I got it, I was on it. I purchased the domain name. Like, I sat up late and write how I'm going to change up everything. It's, Yeah. So it's a whole thing.
And so now it's almost like the messy middle for you. Now you can be seen because you started something. I mean, notwithstanding you have a name change, you're still continuing business, right? Yeah. So you're doing some transitioning and so on. So you started that, and that was like the beginning. And you're now in the phase where you are transitioning. So it's at the middle until you get to the end goal.
Yeah.
Now, what does that look like for somebody and for entrepreneurs too who have, they have a myriad of ideas, right? And all these things they want to do and they start and they feel like they're confused. And yes, talk us through that as even you are going through that transition right now.
It can be scary. It brings up a lot of feelings because now we are telling ourselves a story that we think others are telling themselves, right? So you're thinking, oh, probably it never worked out, so she's changing. Or she was confused, she never really know what she wants to do. You know, like all of those things come up. But you just have to take up and just get up and say, you know what, I'm doing it anyways. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm doing it anyways. And it feels unorganized. It feels like, oh, I'm coming on a podcast and before I would have had the strategy with Michelle Link, but now I don't have it to share. You know, I've got things that I don't really know me do kind of thing. But it just feels messy. In the middle feels messy. But you make a decision that this is a thing you're going to do and you just get up and take action. Take action in the mess. In that mess part is where you develop a lot of ideas. So even yesterday, the guy who's working on my website, he made a suggestion to me about a platform I should use for meeting Shelly instead of Calendly. And I'm like, I don't know it. And he's like, you know, Michelle, it come with all of these things. And I went into a group I'm in to ask persons about it. And somebody asked me, why are you changing? You know, do you think it's another shiny wheel kind of thing? And Michelle before would I get in our feelings and be, you know, true shit talk or leave me alone. You don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, the message behind what I'm doing and where I'm going is just different. It's just different. So you're going to have all of those feelings. You're going to feel like a failure. You're going to feel like you messed up. I paid to change my logo in December. Here she go again, changes to something else. She don't really know what she's doing. But guess what? The group of people who you have been called to serve, they're right there. And I'm saying it to you as I am going through it. So it's not like I've been there, done that. I'm going through it now. And every day I get up and I'm like, I'm taking massive action. I'm taking massive action at this thing.
Right. And sometimes, like, you know, we go through things and as entrepreneurs and we faith-based entrepreneurs, right, we know that it just takes, all we need to do is be obedient.
Yeah.
And listen to make that step. And sometimes we make the step and it don't work out the way that we wanted it to work out or thought it would have worked out. And you wonder, so, you know, you thought that you were listening and you thought that you heard the voice of God and so on and what. So you see this, in my background, I mean, the person listening will not be able to see it, but I continually have Patois Apparel logo in the background in my office.
That's what I know you from.
Yes, right. And I'm not doing that business now. But let me tell you something. I remember one day I was kind of talking with God and I'm like, so you send me, you tell me if you leave my job and go do this thing. Why did it not succeed? Right? Quote unquote succeed. And it, to me, what the response I got on that was, it was just to demonstrate your faith, to build your faith. It was for you to take a move of faith. And so it will take you to your next level, right? You weren't married to it. And in fact, there are other things like he's telling me about it right now. And that is why for people who don't understand and they don't see with spiritual eyes, they'll probably think you have separation issues, you know,
yes.
Letting go issues. But I know, you know, we know the difference.
I tell you, sometimes I get it that the Lord is testing our obedience. You know, just like with Abraham.
I want
you would really sacrifice your son. And so for us, we need to make the step. Once we know it's the voice of God, make the step. He's building something in us. You know, he's trying to see, can I trust you? It's like when I talk to, you know, I do work at church and sometimes we talk about trust. And we see people at different levels financially. And I would say to persons who complain about the struggles, I'm like, can God trust you with money? You know, we're having seminars about money and how to, you know, develop those habits and you don't show up and you don't know, but you want to just see somebody at church and beg them a thing every Sunday. Can God trust you? when he gives you the money, what will you do with it? And because he can't trust you, don't give it to you.
So well, my apostle will love you.
So he doesn't give it to you because he can't trust you. So even for me, when I do anything, I'm like, God, remember, I have to remind myself it's not mine. So when I look at, I got this when I was engaged, I was listening to, his name slipped me, but somebody gifted me a whole CD album that he had. And he said to us, look at your credit card statement every month. Where are you putting God's money? So even as a couple, when I decide that I'm not spending my money, even if we have separate bank accounts, it's God's money I'm spending. So how am I utilizing it? You know, am I just squandering it and my husband can't depend on me to manage the money properly or vice versa? So it's not my gift. And I wait, whenever I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, oh my God, why am I awake? I'm like, okay, God, maybe you want to do something. I take a little 2 minutes and I pray and I say, okay, God, what are you showing me about my day while the place is still and quiet? So this success business club that you've given me, what do you want me to do with it today? Who do you want me to serve? And I get up every day and I make sure that I do it. Maybe he's building us to connect with somebody. Who to tell that after you've done this, because you have experience in the apparel business, that there's some connection that's coming. We never...
Listen, girl, there actually is, you know. There actually is. So this, I mean, this is one of the things I talk about in the solo episode, Grace to Grow Mentorship and Training, which the Lord spoke to me about. It's a social enterprise. I launched it, just... A couple weeks ago at the Pegasus, officially launched, and all of these things. And part of the sustainability model is to do apparel. And so that's why I know that it's not separation issues that I have, letting go issues. I just know in my spirit, I know something is connected to what my next level is.
And I remember that we're creative beings. We can do a lot of things. So we are not married to any one thing.
One thing. I know.
We're diversified and multifaceted and we can do a lot of things. So
absolutely. And as you alluded to earlier, I remember in my early phase of entrepreneurship where I recognized I had all these ideas too, and I was executing on many of them. And I know even in the space of the church, that's another thing, you know, like I was considered as confused because last year I do this, year I do that, she don't know what she wants, you know, but they don't understand. We digress.
It's okay to not know what you want. Like,
and it's okay too, because you're making moves, and your movement brings momentum, and you're making moves, and eventually you're going to get to the path that you're supposed to get on.
So let me tell you, and I thought I had this week. Oh my God, this is age.
Yeah, it's all right. It's okay.
We're talking about making moves, right? It will come back to me.
It will.
At least you're not stagnant.
You're not stagnant.
Yeah. You're going through. I have a niece who, you know, she asked to take a year off from, or a semester off from college. And, you know, my relative, she was a little, she never wanted to say. And I'm like, listen, it's okay. You don't know what you want to do. That's fine. It's okay in taking a break. We as adults sometimes believe that we had it all figured out when we were young. We forget
lies,
that we were
all lies.
Time. I never know what I wanted to do. So, you know, it's okay to not know what you want to do. But what I want to share with entrepreneurs too is, or persons listening, when you have, and we'll get to that, but when you have a lot of ideas, I encourage persons to write them down. Mm-hmm. Just dump them. Write them down. I have a book that I wrote down some priors in from probably 2015 or 16. And every now and then I go back to it. Write down your ideas. Choose one that you're going to work on. Be very diligent at it and just keep working at it. You will know when you get to the state where, all right, this is not working, I probably need to pivot. And then you pivot until you realize that this is the thing that you want to do.
Absolutely, I agree with you. So we are coming to the tail end of our conversation, Michelle. And I just want you to give your final thoughts, connecting now the part of execution into that strategy, you know. So you've devised a strategy. Talk about the actual execution of it as you wrap.
Execution is the part that makes a strategy a success. Like, without execution, you have nothing. Strategy is 1%, execution is 99%. And we are not short on strategy in terms of, you know, things that we want to do and things we want to achieve. Where we have the challenge is the execution. Because one, sometimes we don't have the skills needed and we need to go and get it. Two, we don't know how to connect what we're doing to an end goal. So we're busy, but we're just busy. We're not seeing any results because what we're doing is not connected to what we want to achieve. So you need to ensure that you understand how it is that I am going to. And that is why I say to people, having worked in corporate and worked in corporate so long and being in boardrooms, seeing businesses being birthed and working on those in different countries, there is a method to how you sit down and strategize your goal and write them down. And there's a method to how you execute. Ensure you know how you're tracking your success, even for a podcast. How do you know if this is successful? Is it number of views? Is it, you know, number of likes, number of comments? You name it. When you go on social media, you make a post. Why are you doing it? Are you looking to grow your audience? How much are you looking to grow your audience by? And when things do not work, when you're executing, the idea is not that the plan is not that you give it up. You think it through, you walk through, okay, what worked? What didn't work? What can we do differently? And you go again, you keep going again, and you get the support and you have the community. Sometimes we don't want to be in the rooms with people who challenge us, but that is where we grow. So find persons who've been there and they've done that, people who intimidate you, and go in the rooms with them and have those conversations. Share your idea with them. Tell you, say, you know what? It don't make any sense. You know, you need to do it a different way. So execution, find something and focus on it. So if you're focused on this business, you focus on this business. You ensure that you have ways that you're measuring your success. How do I know if this thing is a success? Ensure that you're accountable and you have persons who can hold you accountable and not just, you know, rub your shoulder when you decide to change course or not do the action. Ensure that you have persons who are holding you accountable. And then when you've developed a momentum around something, so you probably can do a podcast with your eyes closed, you can then take on something else. But what we do is we miss the execution part of it, which is very, very critical. And we say something didn't work. So when you're executing, that is when you're in the mud, when you're dirty, you know, when you have to be spending all the money because you need to get this thing right. But once you have done it and done it well, then you see the results. And if you listen to anybody you can think of who is successful, who they've weathered the storm, you will hear their story. Like, things did bad. I was sleeping outside. I never have no job. Da, 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 da. You name it. Execution is it.
Amazing, amazing. And I know that persons are listening to, you know, and they're inspired and they're like, oh my gosh, I want more of Michelle. I want more of Michelle. Where can they find you?
All right. So you can find me at Success Business Club. You can find me on Instagram or just Google Michelle O'Connor and you'll see me on LinkedIn, Facebook, and you can reach out to me. You can ask questions. You're able to book calls if you want to book calls. But that is where I'm at now. Success Business Club.
Amazing.
And B-I-Z. B-U-S was taken. But I'm like, all right, I'm not giving up on it. So it's Success. And the business is B-I-Z-N-E-S-S.
Ah. Yes, yes. Amazing. Keep it going.
Yep.
So you also have giveaways for two blessed persons.
So it's funny that we're talking about our goals and the things that we have in mind. So one of the things I've been talking to entrepreneurs that I want to offer is my Get Organized ebook. And this was birthed out of the same conversations about people feeling stuck, having a lot of ideas and not knowing what they want to do. So with the ebook, you're able to dump all your ideas and then I provide tools on how it is that you can categorize those ideas in different buckets, whether it's finance, business, work, relationships, and then provide also templates on how you choose an idea, the same framework I'm talking about, develop an action plan from it, and then you can take action or you can hire somebody to help you to take action.
Awesome. And thank you so much for being so generous to our audience. You know, and I know they'll appreciate. And I'll determine who gets Well, it's ebook, so it's for everybody. Not a problem at all. And guess what, Michelle? It's time for me to say thank you so much for joining me.
It was a pleasure. Nice conversation. Nice chat.
Yes. We're
just talking about life and real things. So
yes, absolutely. That's Michelle O'Connell. That's a wrap with that conversation. A true expert, you know, based on you listen to her, you heard her. She's really an expert in strategic planning. A living testament to the power of following your dreams and how she, you know, she gave up the matching belt and shoes and bags and all of these new latest trends just because she wanted to pursue, you know, the bigger picture to serve others, to do that which she was called to do, why she was created on this earth. You know, that reason she was intentional about going towards that, going straight ahead in the direction of her goal. So I know that you were inspired, and I encourage you to just keep following her and see what she's up to, get updates from her, tips from her, join her community. I'm encouraging you to join Michelle O'Connell's community, Success Business Club. I like it. I like the new direction that she's going. It speaks to a broadening of territory and an expansion. So we wish her all the best as she moves forward on her onward journey. Now, for more information, of course, about Michelle, too, in addition to that which you shared, you can go to hennikawatkisporter.com because I'll be putting some links on the website, and you'll find the show notes as well and additional resources that would be related to today's episode. So also, you're free to connect with me on social media. I am there as Hennika Watkisporter. I would say all over, but pretty much the main ones, the Twitter, the Instagram, there is Facebook, and there is LinkedIn. And I dabble in TikTok. All right. So that's it for now. Thank you so much again for being part of this community, being part of my passion. And I can't wait to bring you another inspiring story, another inspiring entrepreneur, another inspiring business owner, right? So I want you to affirm with me before I go, and affirm this with me. Every strategic plan I create is a roadmap to success, guiding me confidently towards my goals and dreams. Affirm with me again. Every strategic plan I create is a roadmap to success, guiding me confidently towards my goals and dreams. Until next time, stay curious, stay healthy, and stay tuned to the Entrepreneur You podcast. What good?